Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, July 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump has been indicted on more charges, including two more counts of obstruction, that are related to his handling of classified documents after he left the White House. Special Counsel Jack Smith is alleging the former president and his aides sought to have surveillance footage from his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida deleted so that it couldn't be turned over to a grand jury. The new indictment also charges a Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker, making him the third defendant in the case. A Trump spokesman called the new charges a continued desperate and failing attempt to harass the former president and those around him. A spokesman for Smith declined to comment. We're exclusively reporting that European countries have declined to attend this year's planned forum for China's Belt and Road Global Infrastructure Initiative. Leaders from Europe are backing away from the event over wariness about their deepening economic dependence on China. In addition, many have expressed reservations about sharing the stage with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has said he plans to attend the forum. Beijing has hoped that European countries would plug into the Belt and Road Initiative's network of trade and transportation links. Spokespeople for China's foreign ministry didn't respond to a request for comment. And bond yields have surged after Japan's central bank indicated it would tolerate higher interest rates as inflation picks up. The Bank of Japan said it would consider its 0.5% cap on the 10-year government bond yield a suggestion and not a rigid limit. That's a marked shift to the BOJ's longstanding ultra-loose monetary policy and suggests tighter policy could be in the cards. For now, though, the BOJ kept its short-term interest rates unchanged at minus 0.1%. Aside from Japan, most stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares were mainly lower in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of the release of household income and spending figures, including the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, due out this morning. And Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Procter & Gamble are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.